We are learning Masechtas Tainis, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, and we're beginning 10 lines from the top of Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Rav Breikah from Chayzah, Av Eshchiach V'Shukah, the Beileft, he used to frequent the Shuk of Beileft, Av Eshchiach Eliyahu Gabay, and he also used to meet with Eliyahu a lot, Eliyahu Navi. Omalei, he asked Eliyahu Navi, Ika Bahai Shukah Ba'amad Asi, is there anyone in this marketplace who is a Ben Olam Haba? Omalei Lo, he said no. And the Taras Chaim asks, in Masechta Sanhedrin, it says, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek L'Ramba. So what's the question? Everyone, every Yid has a Chelek L'Ramba. What's the question? Does anyone here have a Chelek L'Ramba? So the Taras Chaim answers that every person Zoicha L'Chai L'Ramba after he dies, and the Yisurim of the death, and the Yisurim of Chibut Kever, then he's for sure getting Olam Haba. He's for certain getting it, but who in this world already is a Ben Olam Haba? Who is that? And that, Eliyahu Navi said, is no one here right now. After a while, Chazal Hu Gavra, Davasayim Masani Uchmi, a guy walked by, he was wearing black shoes, and the Marashah explains that in those days, it was only the derech of the non-Jews to wear black shoes or black shoelaces. He didn't wear completely black shoes. And another thing about this person, he wasn't wearing tzitzis on his clothing. And the Mepharshim speak out, that means he rounded one of his corners. He shouldn't have to wear tzitzis on his four-cornered beged. So it was two things that looked like, they may look like a guy even. Amalei, Eliyahu Navi told Rav Breika that Haibar Amadasiu, this person, he's a Ben Olam Haba. Rot Basre, so Rav Breika ran after to see, like, what does he do to become Ben Olam Haba? Amalei, my Ovdech, what do you do? Amalei, Zila Idna, go now, Vitalamacha. Come back tomorrow and I'll explain it to you. Lamacha, I came back tomorrow. Amalei, my Ovdech, what do you do? Amalei, Zanduk Dana. I am a prison ward. I take care of the prisons. I'm a guard in the prison. And what I do is Vasarna Gavri Lechud Vinash Lechud. I separate the men and the women in the prison. Viramina Purayu Minhani Lahani. And I put my bed in between both sections of the prison. Kehechi Laisle de Isur. They shouldn't come to Isur. They shouldn't mingle. Kichazina Bas Yisrael Duyavi Nachum Allah in Ayo. If I see a Bas Yisrael that the prison guards are eyeing her, And it gives an example how he saved a certain woman. There was a Naira who was engaged to be married, and she landed up in prison. And the goyim were like eyeing her. Shakli durdaya the chamra. I took a bunch of wine sediment that's very red, and I put it at the bottom. I poured it onto her clothing, on the hem of her clothing, the bottom of her clothing. And I told the guy, she's a nida now, that's disgusting for them, and then therefore they didn't approach her. So that was the way he fears by the prisons. That's the way he did things in order to uphold the tznius of the basis, the bite, the daughters of Klal Yisrael. Amalei, my time lesechute. Why aren't you wearing tzitzis? V'ramis v'sanei ochmei, and you're wearing black shoes. Amalei, I'll tell you why. I like nifkan b'nei nachrim. I hang around between the goyim. Kehechi leledu yudoi yudoyina, and I don't want them to know that I'm a Jew. Ki avigazi gezeros. So when they plan these gezeros against Klal Yisrael, I tell it to the Rabbanon, to the Tzadikim, they daven, therefore I'm here, like I'm an internal spy to know what's going on. My time, and to ask them further, my time, my uvdach, when I asked you what you do, and you told me, Zilla, come, go now, tell him I'll come back tomorrow. At that time there was a gzera. Let me first tell the Rabbanon about it, Dubai Rahmallah, the Musa, and then I'll come back and tell you tomorrow what happened. Because right now I was running, at that time when you asked me what I do, I was running to do something, I was running to tell the Chachamim about a certain exer. After this Maisa, Osi Hanach Trey, another two people walked by, a different two people walked by. And there, Belyonov said, these two are also Bnei Olam Haba. Ozlu Gabayu, Omlu Mayavdecha, what do you do for a living? Omrulei, Inchi Beduchenon, we're jokesters. Mavdichen Atzivi, we make the depressed ones happy. Inami, another way we use our talents. Kichazina bein trade isle tigra. We see two people who are fighting right now. They have a fight with each other. Tarchinam v'avdinu l'shalma. We try to make shalom. We're making jokes. So that was their job. They were jokesters. They're batchanim, and that makes them in this world to be a ben oylam haba. So the Gemara writes, "Tenan Mishnah al elu masriim v'chol makim." On the following things, they're masriim in every place. Because these things are makam mahalachas. Torah baron al masriim v'chol makim. These are the type of tzaras that you make tainesim and blow shofar in every place. Al shadafon. That's a certain type of sickness or plague that affects the tefuah. Val hayirakon. Either means on the tour, or Rashi as in the Mishnah means sicknesses on people, jaundice. Val arba v'chasel on a locust. Val chayira, and if you see chayira is around inside the city, we'll see it means in the city or they're eating people, whatever it is. That's also a tzara that is a makam mahalechas. It's moving. Rabbi Kiva Imer, al shadaf ma yirakam akalshu. Even if it's a little bit, even if you see in one spot a little bit shadaf and yirakam, a little bit sickness in the tour, you already make the tainus. Even if you only see in Eretz Yisrael one wing, which means one grasshopper, you already make the tiniest, you already blow the shofar on that. Now, in one of the cases where Valchayra, what exactly are the gedarim, are the dinim of Chayra? What's called the Chayra that you see a Chayra, you see a beer, or you see a lion, in what case do you make a tiniest? Turn around bottom. Only when it's sent from the Shemayim. It looks like it's being sent from the Shemayim. But if it's not being sent from the Shemayim, then it's not, you don't blow shofar, you don't make taneisim. Ain't a mishalachas, ain't a masrin olah. Now what does it mean mishalachas, not mishalachas? How do you know if it's mishalachas from the Shemayim? Ezuhi mishalachas, ve'ezuhi she'ain a mishalachas. Nearest be'ir, if you see it in the city, mishalachas. That means that Hashem sent it because it's not normal to have wild animals in the city. Besada, if you find it in the field, then in a mishalachas. That's not a raya that's sent in a shemayim. B'yoyim, if it's by day, mishalachas. B'layla, in a mishalachas. And we'll see soon what that means. What does it mean, b'yoyim? Just finished saying, it's totally in city and not city. Now it says, b'yoyim mishalachas. If you see it by day, mishalachas. B'layla, there's no time to be around, in a mishalachas. Ross or shnei b'yodom, ross acharem. If in the field it saw two people and it ran after them, then mishalachas, because usually it's a hide from people. So if it's running after people, then mishalachas, it must be sent from the Shemayim. Nechbeisav, a hide, ain't a mishalachas, that's not mishalachas, it's very normal, it's in the Sada, it's normal to be there, and it's hiding from people, that's normal. Tarfash nevi odom va'och le'echanem, it grabbed two people and ate only one of them. It means it killed two people, but only ate one of them. So it must have not been hungry, because if it was hungry for two, so it should have ate both of them. Teretz is, it was only hungry for one, so why did it kill both of them? So that's right, it's mishalachas. Mishalachas. Akal shneim, if they ate both of them, no, it must be it's hungry, and therefore it's not a right, it's mishalachas. And the Gemara will explain what you're talking about. I just finished saying that if it runs after you already, even without eating, it's already called a mishalachas. So we'll see in the Gemara a little further about that. Also, a guy went up on top of a roof. That's where they used to do a lot of tashmish, and they used to do a lot of their work on the roofs. He went up the roof and not tinik marisa, and it took a child out of its cradle. That's mishalachas. That's called mishalachas. So zok the Gemara. Now the Gemara is explained. The Brayis had a bunch of different halachas, different rules, and now we're going to go through all of them. So Gemara says the first two lines said that if it's be'ir, then it's mishalachas. If it's in a soda, then it's not min hashamayim. That's a normal place. Then it says it's tali in day or night. So Gemara has a kasha on that. The Gemara says, "Hagufa kasha, amrit niras abeir, devisita abeir, mishalachas." It's mishalachas. Lo yishno abayoyim, v'lo yishno abalayla. Sounds like in the city. Anytime you see it in the city, that alone means it's min hashamayim. And side day, side night is a problem. Then it says, "V'adomer abayoyim mishalachas, balayla mishalachas." So Gemara says, "Lo kasha, hachikama." It's not fair. Hachikama, niras abeir, abayoyim, mishalachas, abeir balayla, einam mishalachas. Even in the city, if it comes at night, that's not min hashamayim, because a lot of times they can wander off at night where they feel safe and secure. They'll come into the wild animals will come into the city at night. Like a bear will come when no one's looking. They'll come into the city. Inami b'sada filo b'yoyim is not mishalachas. So the only time it's called mishalachas if it's in the city by day. But by night, it's not. And in the sada, even by day, it's very normal to be there. That's the first two lines of the Brayis. Then the Brayis went further and said, Ra'as ha'shnei b'ri adam, v'ra'at z'achareim, and saw two people and ran after them, mishalachas. That's called Mishlach Mishnah. Let's just stand in one place. Doesn't chase, doesn't run away. then Einim Shalachas. That's not called Menashmayim, that's normal. Then it says, Ha'damasnech base, if it hides with Pneim, Einim Shalachas. If it hides, then it's not Mishalachas. Ha'im this, but if it stands in one place, Mishalachas. So it's Stira, Stira Dikma Shmayim. On one hand, it says, only running after it's called Menashmayim. On the other hand, it says, only hiding is not Menashmayim. So what's the status of standing in one place? When it says, Loi Kasha. It depends. Kam Besoda Smuch La'agam. A Soda, which is Samuch La'agam, the Agam is the habitat. So if it's a field near the Agam, so then they are not, they don't hide because they're comfortable. So standing in one place is not called Mishalachas, only if they run after you. Only if they run after you, Umda is not Mishalachas. But Kam Besoda She'ina Smuch La'agam, which is not near the habitat. So there, Umda is Mishalachas. Since they're not in their place where they live, they should hide. And then the next halacha says tarfas nevel mekachot va'achle achamem, ate one of them mishalachas, shneim mishalachas. Two, it's not mishalachas because they must be hungry. For eating gemara, what do you have to do? Eat them. Amrit afilu ratasa. Even if you run after them, it says that alone already is a sign that it's mishalachas. Amra papa kitanya hi ba'agam, the only, even ratasa is nothing. That's mamish their habitat itself. So there, only in a case where they ate two people, they killed two people and ate one, that is when it's Mishalachas. But if not, it's not called Mishalachas. So just to recap, the fourth thing to come out of Agamara. The first thing is, it's really the last thing, is that in the Agam, where that's where they grow, that's where they live, the only time it's called not Derech HaTeva and it's called Mishalachas is only if they run after two people and eat one, and kill two people and eat one. If it's a sod that it's next to their agam, next to the habitat, so then if they run after two people, that's called mishalachas, but umda is not. If it's in a sod that's not smuch al agam, so then even a medes and it doesn't run away, that alone is already scary. And in the city, by day, is always a problem. If they come by day to the city, that is always called a mishalachas. That's always called mishalachas. So it said in the Mishnah, it said right in that same brisa, also gufa, also a gag, not latinik marisa, mishalachas. Pshita, it's pashut. It goes into someone's house, on top of someone's house, and grabs a baby. Of course, that's mishalachas. Or a papa, the kuchi decided, even though it's not a regular house, it's just like a hut, like a teepee. And you would think that's like a temporary house. That's not enough. It's not in the yeshiva. It's in the soda. That's not called mishalachas. Kamashulon. Even that is called Mishulachas.